Joe Smith joins us, Tampa Bay, and man, they had quite the unique little promo, or they had four of the young stars in Tampa Bay kind of doing a remix of the Beatles, walking across the street. I don't mind that. Tampa Bay, man, they're still one of the youngest teams in the league, and they have got a dynamic team. And it seems like, Joe, this year it's really Stanley Cup or bust for Tampa Bay. It's a lot of high expectations, but I think that's kind of fair expectations for this team.
Absolutely, and I think this is probably the highest expectations this franchise has ever had. Even the year that they won the Stanley Cup, up until December, January, they're kind of, you know, struggling a little bit. So I don't think this, you know, considering the last three playoffs, whether it's going to the Cup Final 2 years ago, to the Eastern Conference Final last year, it's really kind of been building into this, and the fact that all those guys, everybody came back, the band's back together again, as you mentioned, this season with Stamkos and Hedman and Kucherov, it really built expectations to a level that, you know, obviously anything, you know, short of the Stanley Cup is a disappointment. At least that's the final goal for every team, but for them especially, considering how this core stayed together and how much decisions will have to be made after next offseason.
Well, Joe, the old saying is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and the Lightning have listened to that. One interesting addition, though, talk a little bit about Braden Point. Is he is going to start the season with the Bolts. Obviously a very impressive young player.
Very impressive, and, you know, it's rare in this organization to see a guy who is first, you know, full season of pro hockey and has AHL eligibility to make the team, and that just showed you how impressive Braden Point was in the preseason. Because it wasn't just the three goals he scored, it was how he did it, the hockey sense he has. He really fit in for a 20-year-old guy who's played maybe 9 pro games in his life. He really fit into this NHL game, and the guys really love having him around. So I think for guys 5'11", the Tyler Johnson kind of mold, speed, skill, savvy, he can add some much-needed scoring punch to that bottom six, and right now he's in that third line with Philpula and Domestikov. So time will tell how long he stays, but if he plays well, if he did in the preseason, in the first month of the year here, I think he'll be able to chance to stay.
Well, Joe, I've watched in the last few seasons in Mooshaw, my nephew played with him, and man, unbelievable leader, highly, highly competitive player, really skilled. And when you look at all the other skilled players in Tampa Bay and kind of the style that they play, I think it's a perfect fit for that team. I'm not saying he's going to be there all season long, but I fully expect him to be one of those guys when the Bolts eventually have to lose some of their top guys due to salary cap implications. This will be a guy who fills in the offensive void.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, I think, as I mentioned, you know, with the Tyler Johnson kind of comparison, it's kind of unfair to put that name on him this early. But, you know, if you have to lose a Tyler Johnson, unfortunately, if with a salary cap going forward, he's an RFA after this year, you have some depth at center up in the wings here with Braden Point. And you're right, he is a guy who fits the mold, the competitiveness of a smaller guy who has to fight his way in the NHL, and he has all the tools. So he'll fit in really well with this group, and they're hoping to get. I don't think he'll have an Austin Matthews debut tonight, but they hope he'll settle for a good game.
Well, Joe, you mentioned Tyler Johnson. I mean, Tampa Bay coming off a real good season as it was, and Tyler Johnson really wasn't right for much of it with that wrist. Talk about the difference that's going to make having a healthy Tyler Johnson in the middle.
A huge difference. I mean, last year we didn't really get to see the real Tyler Johnson until the second half of the season. He had that wrist injury that was. He was broken in the Cup Final against Chicago, and he couldn't do a push-up until January. He didn't really have any strength or flexibility in it. And so he came alive in the playoffs, and now he's really, you know, healthy, looks like himself. He's skating like he usually does, and he's motivated, too, come back from last season and in a contract year to boot. So he's a guy who can definitely make a big, huge step this season for the Lightning.
Is there a sense in Tampa of urgency? You've talked about this team looks as good as it has looked in a long time, and while there are young players leading that charge, with salary cap issues and contracts and fitting money into the lineup, even though you got a young team, you want to get something done now because the years go by pretty quick, especially when it comes to keeping all those young stars.
Oh, for sure. Like I wrote this morning in part of the preview, was looking back at that 04 Cup team and how they felt they would get 2, 3, 4 shots at it after that season. But then, of course, they had the lockout the next year, then the salary cap came in. And that's a group that had a young core with Marty St. Louis and Brad Richards and Vinny LeCavalier and Dan Boyle, and they only got that one cup. And then they they didn't reach the final until 2014, 15, 10 years later. So I think that's a perfect example for how these guys, as well as they've done and how far they've come, you know, it's easier to lose guys when you can bank a cup before that and you can put a banner in the rafters because you don't know when you might get that chance again.
Joe, when is Steve Yzerman's contract extension coming?
He got one a few years ago, so I think he's set for a little while now. So I don't think it'll get to the point, unless he really wants to go anywhere else. He loves it here. Jeff Binnick, the owner, you know, wants him to be a lifer here like he was most of his career in Detroit. So I don't think they have to worry about him going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I do not. I thought he did a fantastic job, and I say that because I know in Buffalo they just gave their GM a contract here a few moments ago in Tim Murray. So I thought it's something because I thought Yzerman had 1 year remaining on his deal. Maybe it's 1 year after this year. So that's
I think it's a couple more years left on this one. There's any he had a 5 year, I believe it was extension before a couple years back. So I think there's still some. There's still some more room for him.
Have you, one last one for me, Joe, have you had a chance to talk to Steve about the expansion draft? Because Tampa Bay is a team that has so much talent. They're going to lose somebody. Do you expect him? And I know, you know, going for the Stanley Cup, I don't expect him to trade anybody away before then. He'll worry about losing someone if they have a Stanley Cup roster, because if you do, then you're going to lose someone good anyway. But do you think he'll try to, you know, wheel and deal to get rid of some of those guys rather than just lose them to for nothing in the expansion draft?
Oh, and the biggest name is Ben Bishop, because he can only keep one goalie, and he's going to be a UFA after this season. So, but he said he could roll the dice and have him play the whole season with a chance to win a Stanley Cup. So with other guys, too, you have to think about if you have no move clause, you have to be protected. So whether that's a Phil Pleau, I know Ryan Callahan's on under that same distinction. So it's not just the guys, the young guys you want to protect. Everybody you have to keep protected are the ones that have those no move clauses, which a lot of guys seem to have right now. So that will be something that you have to keep an eye on this season, whether he can make a move or not to kind of clear off the books. Maybe a guy who has a no move, so you can protect some of these young guys who are coming up and you don't want to lose them to the draft. But a little ways ahead right now, and they're trying to focus on getting through this first month of the season, okay?
Yeah, well, it makes sense when you look at it from the goaltender position. I would see they could easily re-sign Bishop because you can't protect both anyway, so leave him unsigned. I doubt the maybe Vegas claims it, but they'd only have his rights for 2 weeks, right? So that's kind of the fun dance of expansion. Joe, Tampa will be a team I watch with interest, a very exciting team, and should be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.